Welcome to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Big, historic, and controversial changes are coming to how California and Los Angeles try to help people who are experiencing the most severe mental illness. Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law the Community Assistance, Recovery, and Empowerment Act, or CARE for short. That law requires all counties in the state to create first-of-their-kind so-called CARE courts. In those courts, people who have the most serious untreated mental health problems, such as schizophrenia and psychotic disorders, can be ordered by judges to receive treatment and medication, even if it's ultimately against their will. Well, Los Angeles County is planning to unveil its CARE court system on December 1st, just 7 months from now. Lisa Wong is the director of L.A. County's already overburdened mental health department and acknowledges having it ready in time will be an enormous challenge.
I mean, to be honest, there probably wasn't any good time to implement CARE Court because it is a huge lift. It's a huge system change. There are going to be a lot of demands, but the need is out there.
So will L.A. be ready? And when up and running, will CARE Court really help people with the most severe mental illness or will it threaten their civil liberties? Saul Gonzalez is co-host of KQED's The California Report, and he's been looking into it and brings us his story.
On the streets of L.A.'s Skid Row neighborhood, the sights and sounds of people fighting and in trouble because of mental health problems, often combined with drug and alcohol addiction, can be constant.
You leave me alone.
You're bothering me,
I'm not bothering you.
I'm looking over here.
And Skid Row is also a place where people can be remarkably frank about the mental illnesses that have defined and destroyed their lives. People like Zenobia, who I met on San Pedro Street.
I'm manic depressant, bipolar with severe psychotic features.
Zenobia, who's in her 40s and doesn't want her last name used because of past troubles with the police, says she's been living on the streets for years because of her mental problems. And those problems, she says, have sometimes made her a threat, both to herself and to others, like when she attacked a security guard in the neighborhood during a psychotic episode.
The man didn't even do nothing to me. But in my mind, he hit me, so I came back and I hit him. It would have caused me going to prison for 6 years as a felon.
If that all happened, you were having a mental health breakdown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's these kind of dire and potentially deadly mental health problems that the CARE Court system is supposed to tackle, says Lisa Wong of L.A. County. And Wong says the need is huge in the county, the epicenter of California's mental health crisis.
Definitely. I mean, I think just looking at our numbers is staggering. So our estimate is that LA County alone is probably going to get 7,500 petitions, resulting in 6,000 people who will qualify for CARE Court.
And Wong says those thousands will benefit from the kind of help CARE Court is supposed to provide. Carefully tailored and intensive mental health treatment for up to 2 years. Family members of the mentally ill will be one key to CARE Court's success. Along with first responders and mental health experts, relatives of the mentally ill will have the authority to refer their loved ones to the new system. If CARE Court had existed when your daughter was going through the worst of what she was going through.
Yeah. She would not have wasted the next 10 years of her life.
That's Harold Turner, the executive director of the Los Angeles Urban Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness and a CARE Court supporter. Turner's now adult daughter has struggled with mental illness since she was a teen, and in one psychotic episode, even stabbed her sister.
She had a breakdown and and ended up assaulting a family member and was arrested. But my goal was to get her into treatment and away from prison.
But Turner says he encountered a justice system in Los Angeles County that was way more interested in punishing his daughter with time behind bars than getting her mental health treatment. He thinks the CARE Court system, with its singular focus on mental health, will change that, especially for poor people of color who may not get the mental health help they need.
I'm hoping for accountability for all people involved, and it's never been that. The courts have been absent. During the course of my daughter's trial, I can't tell you how often I sit in that courtroom and watch young black and brown men who should be going into treatment go out that back door to prison.
But if people don't participate in ordered care court assistance, they might be placed into conservatorships and forced into treatment and taking medications. Turner is supportive of that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You have no problem with that.
I have no problem with that.
But a lot of other people do, given the history of past abuses in the mental health system, like coercive treatment, stretching back generations.
We don't need more deprivation of liberty for folks with disabilities. That's going in the wrong direction, not the right direction.
Kath Rogers is an attorney with the ACLU of Southern California. It supported a recently failed challenge to care court filed by civil and disability rights groups, but rejected by the California Supreme Court. The ACLU says other challenges will be pursued because care court risks violating people's right to due process and privacy and perpetuates a stereotype that the seriously mentally ill don't want help.
It's based on a myth. Service resistance is largely a myth. And so rather than having a new civil court bureaucracy that's going to traumatize folks who are already vulnerable, we need to invest in things that work and that really help people.
What works, says Rogers, is getting mentally ill people who are homeless into housing first and then treating their mental illnesses with voluntary wraparound social services. But Harold Turner says criticisms of care court like those made by the ACLU are academic and detached from families' real-world experiences with mental illness.
You know, I talk to families who would be happy as hell if they could get their family members to even care about their rights. They're not thinking about that kind of stuff. You know, they don't care about their rights. They're too busy making life miserable for their families, virtually holding families hostage in their house.
And what about the people who actually have severe mental illnesses and who might be candidates for care court? Back on Skid Row, a number of people know about the care court debate, and they have lots of different opinions. Zenobia, who we met earlier, says she likes the idea of care court, including, if necessary, compelling some mentally ill people to get treatment.
True. See, they're not mentally capable of making the decision of whether they need help, and who wants to need help for being mental? Nobody. It's a feeling. So, of course, you're going to say no. But I think that if they are really that far gone mentally, that they should step in and intervene.
But a Skid Row resident who calls herself Ruby, who's also wrestled with her own mental illness, worries about care court's potential to abuse people's rights.
Really wary of that kind of thing, though, because you don't want people coming through and just, you know, gathering everybody up in some sort of cattle call. People have a right to their own self-determination. And I'm sorry if people are in bad positions. If you want to help people, if you want to offer them the help and really offer them good services, you'd be surprised how many people will be more than happy to jump on.
But whether they're for or against care court, just about every person I spoke to on Skid Row had concerns about LA County's ability to actually implement it. Some of those concerns are shared by Lisa Wong, the director of LA County's Department of Mental Health. For one, she's worried about finding enough trained personnel to get care court fully up and running.
We have scoped out, like, basically what we're going to need in terms of staffing. And I have to admit, it's a little intimidating to have the kind of staffing we need. I mean, we're going to need, like, probably, you know, anywhere from 600 to 800 staff to be able to do care court at the volume we anticipate.
Wong says the county will build upon existing mental health outreach programs. But finding professionals who want to do the kind of frontline, in-the-streets mental health assessments and months-long counseling that care court will require isn't going to be easy, Wong says.
During COVID, people made lifestyle decisions and, you know, a lot of people went to telehealth or got out of the field of public mental health altogether. But there is still a solid core of people who really love this work. And those are the people we're looking for.
And along with finding staff, there are lots of very basic unanswered questions about care court's rollout in LA County. Here's a big one. Where are the lawyers going to come from who are supposed to represent the rights of the indigent mentally ill who get placed in the care court system? LA County Public Defender Ricardo Garcia says his office hasn't even been told yet whether its attorneys will represent people in care court or whether that work will be farmed out to local public interest law groups.
Well, assuming we had care court, the expectation would be that we would need additional attorney staff, social worker staff, and paralegal staff.
An absolute requirement. You need more bodies and you need more money.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And I don't think anybody's naive enough to say that that's not the case.
Meanwhile, the clock continues to tick down toward December 1st, when Los Angeles County has promised the state it will start implementing care court. Back on Skid Row, Zenobia gives this advice to officials as they prepare to turn care court into a reality.
You got to put forth the people that have the empathy to deal with these people, the people who really care about helping these people. You have to meet people where they are, no matter what it is.
For KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez.